Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Two Massachusetts veterans are suing for state bonus payments for deploying to Afghanistan. Both received dishonorable discharges, but they say their service in Afghanistan was honorable and should qualify them for the payments. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the suit that was filed against the state treasurer yesterday.
Massachusetts recognizes the sacrifice of those who deployed in the military since 9/11 with a welcome home bonus. It's a grant of up to $1,000 each time a service member serves honorably in Iraq or Afghanistan, and $500 to each service member who serves at least 6 months on active duty. But thousands of veterans have not received this bonus because of less than honorable discharges. An unprecedented percentage of post-9/11 veterans have received less than honorable discharges. Often, it's because of misconduct related to post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. 62% of service members separated for misconduct from 2011 to 2015 had been diagnosed with PTSD, TBI, or another mental condition. Among them is Jeffrey Machado.
They got to look at all the circumstances surrounding the situation before they go ahead and start closing doors on veterans.
Machado grew up in Peabody. He enlisted in the Army after 9/11. He deployed to Afghanistan. He earned the Combat Infantry Badge, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal with Campaign Star, and the NATO Medal. He later earned an Army Good Conduct Medal, which shows that he had no disciplinary issues in his first 3 years of service. But when he left the Army and applied for his welcome home bonus, the state treasurer denied the benefit.
The bonus is supposedly for, you know, my service while deployed.
When Machado reenlisted, he automatically received an honorable discharge for his previous service. That reenlistment ended in a less than honorable discharge. By then, war had taken a toll on him.
Started having a lot of issues, sleeping, several suicidal ideations and attempts. Eventually, I tried going to my unit for help. That kind of fell on deaf ears for a while. Then the situation at home started to get rocky as well. Again, things just became, you know, volatile. I went to seek help from the Army several times, and they kind of, like I said, they just brushed it off until, you know, I had a particular incident with my wife at the time in the car with me.
He tried to take his life.
She attempted to essentially stop me from running off the road in the vehicle, and I used force to get her away from the steering wheel and kind of subdue her, grabbed her by the throat.
Machado acknowledges that what he did was wrong. He was later diagnosed with PTSD and TBI. The Department of Veterans Affairs found him 100% disabled based on those service-connected wounds. Machado and another Afghanistan veteran from Massachusetts who are suing for their bonuses are represented by Dana Montalto, an attorney with Harvard Law School's Veterans Legal Clinic.
People can get less than honorable discharge for a whole range of reasons, from really minor misconduct to things that are more serious. Common issues that we see for many service members are struggling with mental health disorders after they return from a war zone.
That's what happened to Jeffrey Machado. He was flagged for investigation related to altercations with his wife. He was ordered not to contact her. When he tried to text and call her after being released from inpatient psychiatric hospitalization, his command initiated separation and court-martial proceedings that led to his discharge under other than honorable conditions. Machado made a deal.
I would walk away from the Army with an other than honorable, and they wouldn't go forward and prosecute and or do anything, which at the time sounded like a great idea, because at the time, you know, they had me locked up at the brig when I should have been still in the hospital.
Machado's attorney, Dana Montalto, argues that his final discharge is irrelevant for the purposes of his eligibility for the welcome home bonus.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has found that their service actually was honorable, and it's actually providing them some health care and supportive services. It's only the Commonwealth that has decided to withhold that recognition in this particular case.
Montalto says only Machado's prior period of service, which the Army had characterized as honorable, should be taken into account. for Bonus.
Both of the veterans who we're working with faced challenges later on in their service that eventually led to what's known as a bad paper discharge. But that's really not relevant to the case here. The fact is that the Massachusetts legislature chose to reward deployments that were honorably completed, which both of these veterans did.
Montalto estimates that some 4,000 Massachusetts veterans are in a similar condition as Machado. They served honorably, were discharged honorably when they reenlisted, and many then fell victim to PTSD, TBI, or other wounds of war that led them to run afoul of military discipline. The state treasurer's office is declining to comment, citing the lawsuit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.